This is John Young, pastor of Fellowship World, and welcome to another edition of Your Morning Manna, your word for the day. Thank you for taking this time out as we explore the word of God together. I am so excited about God's word and the positive impact that it makes in the lives of those who not just hear the word, but apply it to their daily lives. My friend, I just want to guarantee you, it does work. And I hope, my friend, that the message of today will be a blessing to you. So let's not delay. Let's go into the Word of God. It's time for your Morning Manna, your word for the day. I'm John Young. Morning Manna. In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Prayer. Conversing with God. The intercourse of the soul with God, not in contemplation or meditation, but in direct address to Him. Prayer can be oral or mental, occasional or constant, informal or formal. I like the King James way of saying beseeching the Lord. It's a pouring out of your soul, a crying out to heaven, seeking your God, drawing Him nearer to you as you draw nearer to Him. But prayer is so special, and as I thought about it, it almost blew my mind. You know, in a day and a time when, you know, you call a person that you feel is very, very important. You have maybe a complaint, maybe you have a concern, and so you pick up the phone and you call a toll-free number, right? But then you get a recording. After you get a recording, the recording gives you directions, and after you go through this maze of pressing 1 and 2 and 3 and 5 and 7, you get someone that's in the middle. It's a person who intercepts the call. They call them customer service representatives. And that person is basically trained to calm you down so that you won't escalate your concern to the higher person in charge. But it's only that person who is persistent that will say, "May I speak to your supervisor?" And when the supervisor doesn't give you satisfaction, then you begin to ask for people who are higher up than they are. Finally, if you are really, really persistent, you actually get to the person who can really handle the situation. I've told you before, never talk to a person that cannot solve your problems. And that is why prayer is so key. Because once you begin to speak, yes, there is a customer service representative, and his name is Jesus. And as he begins to hear that in which you are concerned about, he then addresses the issue with his Father. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost have a meeting. And then they dispatch the solution to your problem. That is what prayer is. You communicating with them, and then they responding to your need, responding to your request, responding to your concern, responding to your desire. Why don't you try it out today? Why don't you make a phone call? And I'm not talking about the one on your landline or your cell phone. You've got a wireless connection. And you've had it from the day you were born. It's called prayer. Would you use it today? Hey, my friend, I'm John Young, and that is your word for the day. Whether you're at home, at work, or traveling around the world, you can now continually be a part of the worship experience and Bible fellowship at Fellowship World. Just log on to our e-worship campus at www.pastoryoung.com or download the Ustream mobile app and view our worship experience on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. You'll never miss worship again. Worship with us, live from Fellowship World. We are big enough to touch the world and small enough to touch your heart. Visit us today at PastorYoung.com.